The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Tuesday, January the 7th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled January the 20th is now the official release date of Forrest Trump. And the time is 10:35 a.m. here in London, England, making it 5:35 a.m. on the East Coast of America and 2:35 a.m. on the West Coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so let's move on to one I've downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. I think I've got about three things here. News Deception, The War for Your Soul. This is the return of True News, Rick Wiles' outfit, on Brighteon.com, the True News channel on Brighteon.com. It's not a show I listen to regularly, but because he's been away for 2 weeks, I thought I'd see if there was a sort of, you know, catch up with everything show, which there has been, which has been pretty interesting. And he's covered all the sort of, you know, the fog and the, you know, the people blowing themselves up and outside the Trump building, and a little speech by Trump about bringing light into the new year. I thought, oh, he's not a Trump guy, is he? And then he started talking about it, referring to light out of Masonic, you know, that sort of form of light, the Masonic form of light. And then he played some clip where Vladimir Putin, obviously he's speaking in Russian, but the translator alleges that he's basically said the time is up for the Western elites who like eating human flesh. And that's supposed to be what he said. Now, my position has always been that they're all in it together. There is no sort of white knight out there that's going to, you know, come and save humanity. Not amongst humanity. I'm waiting for the return of Jesus Christ, and Putin's definitely not that. But it was interesting nonetheless, made for an interesting show. Let me have a look, where am I with it? I'm 57 minutes into an hour and 5 minutes, so I've got 8 minutes to go. Worth a listen. And then the other things I've downloaded today that I haven't listened to yet, but always things I download every week, and that is the Monday National Bugle radio show off republicbroadcastingarchives.org, and that is with Dr. Patrick Slattery and his regular Monday co-host, if you like, Mark Collett out of the UK. And you just go to republicbroadcastingarchives.org and you can click the drop down box where you'll see Patrick Slattery, and you can get all his files, all his audio MP3s there. And the other one that I always listen to from a Monday, so I download it on the Tuesday, is the first hour of the Jeff Wrench Show with Donald Jeffries, which is consistently, for me, his best hour during the week. I think the two of them have developed a rapport together. And again, because it's a show that comes back after the weekend, you essentially wrap it up 3 days, because the Friday night show, and then it starts with Monday night, so you've got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, so there's 3 days between. That's the way I used to see it when I did the David Duke show on Mondays. That's when I started off, and then I moved to Tuesdays because I had to move my schedule around. But the good thing about it was he hadn't broadcast for 3 days, and suddenly we're back, and a lot to catch up on. So there was never any shortage of material to cover. And that show you may be able to find at Rents.com. Sometimes it's behind the paywall, sometimes it isn't. But if it is, then I do urge you to get a paywall subscription at rentsradio.com. And if you go to that website and you scroll down a little way, then you will see in the centre column a list of programmes that they offer. And second from bottom is myself, Andrew Hitchcock. And then it gives the link to my website. So thank you to Jeff for that. And I believe that he broadcasts this show at 6 p.m. Eastern time on rentsradio.com. Okay, so let's move on to some mainstream news articles I found yesterday that I thought you would find of interest. Now, what I do every day, I mentioned it yesterday, I promise I won't mention it again, is I go through the Daily Mail top to bottom, okay? And it takes a while, and I do it while I'm eating my lunch. And I'm a very slow eater, and sometimes I don't finish it. And I have to go back to carry on until I have finished it. But you can find some interesting articles there. And you never know where they're going to be. Sometimes they're further down. Sometimes there's some interesting ones near the top. But I thought that if I do the work and I think there's something interesting, I may as well report back to you the following day. So this is what I got yesterday. First up, we've got Keir Starmer hits back. Well, I'll give you, this is Daily Mail headline in case you want to type it in for yourself to read the whole story. Keir Starmer hits back at Elon Musk, saying he tackled grooming gangs head on as chief prosecutor as he vows to fight poison of far right. So he's essentially saying that anyone who talks about grooming gangs is far right, which is nothing new. And then we go on to this headline. So he's tackled the problem and blah, blah, blah. Let's see if he's got any quotes about it here just to... it's not really a quote. Well, he insisted he would fight the poison from extremists, arguing that those who are spreading lies and misinformation are not interested in victims. They are interested in themselves. Okay, so he's saying they're not interested in victims. Here's another headline from the Daily Mail yesterday. Home Office refuses to release grooming gang deportation data despite backlash over scandal blighting Britain. And so essentially what happens in the UK, not all the time but some of the time, is that when a foreign national is over here and they commit a crime, they're jailed over here and then they are deported after they're released. But presumably, the Home Office have got something to hide here, because you don't refuse to release data unless there's something embarrassing in the data. And it could well be that, you know, victims are an essential part of a court process. They're supported sometimes in cases like this. They are allowed to give evidence behind a screen so they don't have to face their attacker, all these sorts of things. And there's also cases where they will be told, look, you know, this person is going to do their sentence and then they're going to be deported. So you really don't need to worry again, you know, everything that you've been through. But this headline would indicate that that's not the case. So with going back to what Keir Starmer said about people on the far right, they're not interested in victims. It doesn't sound like he or his Home Office is interested in the victims either. And I'm going to finish off with this one that I found again yesterday. Headline, foreign nationals are more than three times as likely to be arrested for sexual offences as British citizens, analysis suggests. Now, I've been using public transport in this country on my own since the age of about, I think 13 or 14, I first went up to London on my own. So that's nearly 36 years ago. 38 years ago, actually. In recent years, I've started seeing adverts on public transport saying, you know, it's not I don't forget how they word it, but basically, you mustn't touch other people and things like that. And I'm looking at this, what? You know? And of course, you can see, you get the feeling with this that, okay, it wasn't around when I was younger. It's only been around the last few years. At the same time as, I will add here, there's been Conservative people in charge for the last 14 years. Labour have only taken over in, what, August? And these, I don't remember these signs being up. Well, they're not signs, they're adverts. They're paid for commercials, you know, that you'll see on public transport and train stations, things like that. As I say, during the Conservative last 14 years. And so the only way I can really get this is that there are people out there that don't understand that you can't just go around touching women. And here it says foreign nationals are more than three times as likely to be arrested for sexual offences as British citizens, analysis suggests. And so you look at that, and obviously if you've got a situation where people are being brought into this country and they're committing these offences three times more than the indigenous population, surely the normal reaction would be, well, they're not fitting in with this population, so maybe we need to return them to where we got them from. That would make sense, wouldn't it? But no, because that would go against the Coudenhove-Kalergi plan, and they might not get their Charlemagne prize, whoever's the puppet leader at the time of this country. And so instead, they put advertising campaigns out saying, you know, please don't touch them. You're here now. Just, it's amazing. And all this attacks on anybody who talks about white replacement, what have you, it's on so many levels that they will use things like mass immigration and other pet projects that they promote. Any sort of lifestyle that doesn't involve reproduction is something that they like as well. And you could list all these different things that only seem to be inflicted upon countries with a historically indigenous white population, wherever they are in the world, over in Europe, and then you go over the other side to America, and then you go to the other side of the world to Australia. But they're not worried about the countries in between not having diversity, provided they haven't got indigenous white populations, and make of that what you will. Okay, so let's move on to have a quick look at some mainstream media websites. I'm not going to dwell too much on these, but Associated Press will go to quickly. Let's see what their main story is. Okay, well, I haven't looked at any mainstream news this morning, so it's the first I've heard of this. Strong earthquake kills at least 95 people in western China near Mount Everest. I never actually knew where Mount Everest was, to be quite honest with you, but so presumably it's in China or nearby. So the next thing we're going to look at is the Daily... Well, no, we'll look at BBC News. Oh, their top story. New grooming gangs inquiry would delay action on child abuse. Inquiry chair tells BBC. People need to step up to the mark to tackle child abuse grooming gangs, Professor Alexis J tells BBC. So, not quite sure what that headline's supposed to mean, but let's scroll down to the most read on the BBC. McDonald's workers, this is the second headline, make fresh harassment claims. Apparently, I read about this yesterday. Obviously, we know a lot of McDonald's workers, they're the sort of things that kids that are still at school, college, that sort of thing, they're going to be doing. McDonald's in this country, you buy franchises and then you run them. You might be a franchise owner stroke manager, or you might be an owner and you might have a load of the restaurants and you employ different people to manage. But either way, you could understand how people that are interested in children would be attracted to a job like a McDonald's manager. And this headline and this story that I was reading about would indicate that there are a lot of young people that have come forward and claim that they have been sexually harassed at work. Then you've got an article, What is Starmer's Record on Prosecuting Grooming Gangs? I can't be bothered at looking at that. I'd be very surprised if it was a negative article towards Starmer coming out of the BBC. Trump Jr. to visit Greenland after Dad says the US should own the territory. And then, of course, we've got this running story, which is the What the Papers Say from the BBC. Starmer blasts Musk and Canada's Trudeau quits. And there are other people talking about, again, going back to the True News story, they were talking about these attacks from Musk on Starmer, and they believe that Starmer's going to be next to fall after Trudeau fell. But I don't share their optimism. Let's move on then to see if this is still the top story. I did look at the... No, it's gone down. The top story on the Mail at the moment is Britain snowed under. Map reveals where 4 inches of snow will fall within hours as Arctic blast shuts 4 UK airports and London is hit by flurry. Well, I'm in London. It's not hit me. But the main... It's dropped down here. Okay, so it's now the second top headline. It was the top earlier today. UK experts urge China to reveal crucial details of HPMV outbreak as cases double in Britain. Well, earlier there was a headline about cases going up in the US. So this for me is the story I've been waiting for many years, and that is the next pandemic, the next lockdown, the next get this vaccination. I can prove that to you by the fact I haven't had my hair cut for years. And the reason is because I struggled to try and do it myself during the lockdown. And I always felt that we would have it again within like a few months, certainly within a year. And it didn't happen. And I just left things how they are. So I'll be one of the few people that won't have to worry about getting their hair seen to if we do get another lockdown. And certainly the script is there, isn't it? We know they're like going off the same script that worked before. It all started in China before, and it looks like they're going to start that off again. Another headline I just noticed here: smokers and obese people sent to the back of the NHS treatment queue if they fail to shape up. And this was unveiled by the Prime Minister yesterday, that only patients deemed fit to proceed, in quotation marks, will be given a date for an operation. So if I get ill and they find out I'm a smoker, I won't be getting my operation. Okay, and the interesting thing about that, okay, is the huge tax on cigarettes, and it's probably the most taxed commodity we have in this country. It's justified. You know how they justify it? Oh, well, you're a smoker, so you're going to cost us more money on NHS. And then suddenly, well, what are we paying this tax for then? You know what I mean? The hypocrisy always comes through. It's never what they say it is. It's always where they can grab it. You know, no one's ever come in, a prime minister, and said, you know what? And we've had a few smokers. David Cameron was a smoker. Barack Obama over in the US, he was a smoker. The reason I point these two out is you'll never see pictures of them having a fag, okay? But because, again, the mainstream media that are supposed to be, oh, we caught him smoking, let's show it. No, won't show that. Because they're not representing your interests. There's a little written agreement as to what they can and what they can't report. And we're not going to show pictures of these people having a fag or a cigarette, as, you know, more commonly used around the world. We call it a fag in the UK. But you wonder why they don't suddenly say, you know what, I'm going to remove this tax from cigarettes and just charge VAT on it instead of all this high tax. But they're just not allowed to do it. So there you go. Okay, let's move on to the independent news websites. Let's have a little look at the clock, coming up to the 20-minute mark. So we should definitely wrap up within half an hour today. We'll go to ZeroHedge.com first. The top story is Goldman spots a significant warning sign for investors why hedge funds are suddenly shorting the market in droves. So a little warning there about the economy there in the UK. Sorry, in the USA, rather. Let's move on to rumormillnews.com. See if they've got anything interesting for us. I did see something interesting yesterday, and I wonder if it's still there. It might have just dropped down the page. So, massive UFO mothership appeared today, and updates on an alien invasion. That is a 17-minute video, second top headline on there, that went up in the early hours of this morning. January the 20th will be one of the most surreal moments of our lifetime. I don't think I really needed to have read that one out. And I can't see the other thing that I thought I saw yesterday. But I don't really... Oh, no, here it is. I can see it because, you know, when you've clicked on a headline, it's sometimes greyed out if you go back to it. So I'll have to remember that with Rumour Mill News. That's a very useful feature. This is from someone called Night Sky, and you'll have to scroll down a little way. They really do want to reduce the population. 47 shocking population control quotes from the global elite that will make you want to lose your lunch. And so I'll just click on that. And it's this is taken from an article by Michael Snyder. And it goes on with quotes from Charles Darwin, Bill Gates, John D. Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, Margaret Sanger, Ted Turner, Bill Maher, David Attenborough, Boris Johnson, David Foreman, Paul Ehrlich, Richard Branson, Roger Martin, Al Gore, Penny Chisholm, Julia Whitty, Philip Cofaro, Eric R. Pianka, Kofi Annan, and Thoraya Ahmed Obaid. And I just gave you the first 20 of them. And 22 is actress Cameron Diaz, which seems like a strange bedfellows from the rest. But there you go. Check that out if it is of interest. Let's go over to RT.com. Trump's Ukraine aid postpones trip to Kiev. That's according to a Reuters article, which has Pride of Place as the main headline at RT.com at the moment. Let's move on to rents.com. See what's going on over there. So just scrolling down. Oh, I've just gone a little bit too far. So up we go again. Absecon New Jersey man see daylight drone right over transit station and then 10 feet above train. That's the top headline on there. And then we've got four down, top 10 lies of Liz Cheney and the J6 committee. And I do hope that on Inauguration Day, Trump goes over to where these people are held and literally unlocks it and lets them all out. Some symbolic move. And when you think about how the Ronald Reagan administration was in touch with Iran to tell them to delay the release of the prisoners that they'd taken over there, the Ayatollah, until after he got in, to make it look like he got them out. So it's really very disgusting when you think about it. These people might have got out a month or two earlier and back home, but no, let's make them hang on to make a political statement that's not actually true because they were going to be released earlier anyway. I think Trump, if he is intending to pardon these people and release them, if he doesn't do it sort of on the day that he gets in, I think that that will be an opportunity missed. It's the sort of thing that will keep the Trump fanatics going even longer than he got them out on the first opportunity that he could. So we will just have to see if this happens or it doesn't. I imagine we're going to see from Trump what we saw in the last terms, a little bit of give, a little bit of take. But fundamentally, the actual direction of the presidency itself is going to go in a way that favours the elites more than anybody else. That's my opinion. Okay, so let's move over to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. He's focusing on the weather at the top. Urgent, life-threatening, destructive, widespread windstorm warning. And this went up yesterday, but it appears that these Well, these are now winds and could be hurricane force winds. Apparently the area of southern Los Angeles, California. So this bad weather over in America is still going on. I heard the Jim and Diane Walken talk from the Jim Rizzoli BitChute channel yesterday. They've been going over 40 minutes recently, but they only managed 20 because they were outside and it was so cold. And they're over somewhere in Texas. I think East Texas, somewhere like that. Okay, so let's go over to earthnewspaper.com. And I want to thank Mark Orelsis very much for his support of my shows over the years. He's just been amazing and very encouraging in what I do here. It's nice to know that someone of his stature that's been involved in this for longer than I have, he'd been doing it for over 25 years. We did the show that you can find on the right hand column of his website, celebrating his 25 years in the independent media, launching his various websites. And he was in touch with me yesterday because he wanted to promote this new structure of achshow.com, where there is a new show every day of the year. And so what he's done is, on the right hand column, if you scroll down a little way, you'll see a heading, ACH Show 7 days a week. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock is once again broadcasting his show 7 days a week. A well-informed and veteran broadcaster, Andrew is closing in on his 2,500th show. And the website is andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. But you can also use achshow.com, which I bought to... it's less of a mouthful than andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. Although Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, they're generally all spelt correctly because people... Andrew's just got one spelling, really. There's no variations I'm aware of. And then Carrington, people think of Blake Carrington. I hope they don't think of Lord Carrington. He was one of the founders of the Bilderberg Group. And Hitchcock, of course, everyone thinks of Alfred Hitchcock. So it's generally spelt correctly, but it's easier to type in achshow.com and it takes you to the same place. But I want to thank Mark so much for his support over the years. I don't think that the show would have got the reach it had have got without his backing and his friendship. So I thank Mark for that. And funnily enough, he's got music of the day, Talking Heads. Now, I'm not a massive Talking Heads fan, but the songs that I have are songs that I like. That's a bit of a strange thing to say. Looking at the ones he's got listed, he's got a YouTube channel for Talking Heads, Nothing But Flowers, Road to Nowhere, Once in a Lifetime, and Psycho Killer. I have all of them saved on my phone. You can get them on their greatest hits, which was in the UK, you could get a one disc or a two disc version. The one disc was Once in a Lifetime, the very best of, and then the two disc was called Sand in the Vaseline. And so that had obviously extra tracks. But I actually have two of their studio albums as well. I've got Remain in Light, which has got some other excellent tracks that aren't on here. And then you've got Little Creatures as well, which had Road to Nowhere on it. And has some very other good songs like Television Man, which was the B-side to Road to Nowhere. I had the 7-inch single years ago. And yeah, so there's a variety of different information. There's an audio book of the New Babylon by Michael Collins Piper. So there you go. He's another legend in this field who's sadly no longer with us. One would wonder what Michael Collins Piper would have made of the age of COVID, what his input would have been, and how interesting that would have been to hear. Okay, let's go on to censored.news, the Mike Adams news aggregate website. And we have to wait for it to fully load up, because what happens with me here is I go to read out a headline for you and suddenly it jumps and changes at the last second. So the top story, mysterious fog sweeping US sparks bioweapon fears amid alarming echoes of secret 1950 military program. And this actually links to a Daily Mail article. And essentially, I read this article yesterday as well. There was a program. They decided to unleash these chemicals on some unsuspected people. Which was called Operation Sea Spray. It took place in September of 1950 off the coast of San Francisco, California. And it was a biological warfare experiment to see how vulnerable large cities like San Francisco would be to an attack by terrorists. But the government didn't believe what they were using, which was Serratea marcescens, which I probably pronounced incorrectly. They thought, or rather the Navy at the time, thought that the bacteria were harmless to humans. But after they did it, all these Bay Area residents started rushing to hospital. 11 of them checked into Stanford Hospital near San Francisco with very rare serious urinary tract infections that doctors ultimately determined were caused by the experiment. And one patient, a man named Edward Nevin, who was recovering from prostate surgery at the time, died. So there's been talk of that. And you go through all this stuff in the article, and in the end it's like, well, no, it's nothing to see here. It's just crystallization of ice in the fog and all this sort of stuff. So it's interesting to see. I forget the whole, what's the whole formula? First they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they attack you, then they admit everything you were saying was correct, or most of. Well, they've gone past the ignoring stage. They're now reporting on what people are claiming in the independent media, but they're putting their little spin on it at the end. They'll give you stuff to try and, oh, well, yeah, they've done it before. Yeah, look at this. They did it in 1950. You know, one person even died. I imagine if they said 10,000 people died, they wouldn't be so keen to report it, you know. But I think that they can say that and then talk their way through as if they've really studied all the evidence and what have you and say, well, no, nothing to see here. So that could be something else that we start seeing in 2025. Worth looking out for that tactic from the mainstream media. And let's close out with the top 10 from beforeitsnews.com. And I see I'm going to have another attempt tomorrow at keeping this show shorter because we're at the 32-minute mark. Okay, so beforeitsnews.com, top 10 as of 11:05 a.m., London, UK, 11:06 a.m. actually now, London, UK time this Tuesday, January the 7th, 2025. So, number 10. Went up 6 hours ago, 121 people viewing. WTPN situation update, 1625, Trump certified, bomb threats, 10 days of darkness, Gazara announcement. Number 9. Went up 5 hours ago, 131 people viewing. Simon Parks, the intel drop everyone needs to hear and has been hoping for. Number 8, went up 16 hours ago, 145 people viewing. Alex Jones just dropped bombshell. This is shocking. And actually at the weekend, if you go to his Brighteon page, the Alex Jones Show, or I think it's Alex Jones, or it might be InfoWars, not sure, you'll find it. No, it's Ron Gibson Channel. Ron Gibson Channel on BitChute or Brighteon. Alex Jones did a show, I believe it was either Saturday or Sunday, and it was all about, he's got all this intel on this pandemic that's coming out. So if you are into that sort of thing, you want a good fear porn show, I imagine that very few are going to do it better than he does. I didn't listen to it, but it's there for anyone who's interested. Okay, returning to the top 10, number 7 went up 5 hours ago, 168 people viewing. SG Anon, dropping never-before-heard US military movement intel. That is a video. Number 6 went up a day ago, 173 people viewing. Derek Johnson, January the 6th, important day. They were all executed at Gitmo 2025. I think that might have been in the headlines yesterday, mightn't it? Okay, number 5 went up 5 hours ago, 186 people viewing. Michael Jaco, urgent Trump intel and scare event before Trump's inauguration. This is huge, folks. Number 4 went up 10 hours ago, 197 people viewing. New X22 report, January the 6th. Trump big move, Scavino sends message of the plan. Number 3 went up 9 hours ago, 312 people viewing. Live Patriot Underground, Mike King situation update. Number 2, well up 11 hours ago, 326 people viewing. And we know, 1625, Trump and military. Next phase, what makes a good movie? Maybe they're going to be talking about how you are all watching a script. And number one went up 4 hours ago, so it's not taken long to climb to the summit. 366 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted. This is to inform all patriots that all US government and government corporations are hereby dissolved due to breach of oath, Donald. So there you go, folks. Okay, let's play the closing music. I want to thank all of you for joining me on the Tuesday, January the 7th, 2025 episode of I'm Talking to You, entitled January the 20th is now the official release date of Forrest Trump 2. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and until then, folks, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.